Welcome to the Fashionista Life, where we talk about fashion, interior design, parenting, and everything that encompasses the lifestyle of a fashionista. You can't help but smile with our host, Jennifer Johnson, a true fashionista and lifestyle expert, coming to you live from Naples, Florida.
Hi, friends, and thanks for listening to the Fashionista Life, brought to you by True Fashionistas, where you can shop, sell, and look fabulous. I am your host, Jennifer Johnson, and today we are in studio with Dr. Magdalena Kirschner, or Dr. K, as you are well known.
Hello.
Hello. It's great to have you here. I'm doing well. So you are just what the doctor ordered here in Naples. She's board certified in aesthetic procedural medicine and board certified anesthesiologist and interventional pain specialist who founded Victory Wellness and Med Spa here in Naples. So you also have a practice somewhere else, though.
Yes, in Cincinnati, Ohio. So my Victory Wellness and Med Spa original one is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. My gosh.
But of course, I fell in love with Naples, so and I just had to be here.
It's hard not to, right?
No, it's impossible.
So you completed medical school at Wayne State University. Where is that?
That's in Detroit, Michigan. That's okay. Where I grew up.
Wonderful. And you completed your anesthesiology residency at the University of Kentucky mm-hmm. and received a certificate of continued medical education at Canyon Ranch. Where is that?
So Canyon Ranch is world famous spa, of course, and a wellness center.
Is that Arizona?
It's Arizona,
okay.
Near Tucson.
Okay.
It's a fabulous place. You have to go and visit. Ooh.
Sounds like book my flight.
Yeah, so they have like continuous education for physicians, in wellness.
Okay.
And I just attended
Wonderful.
A week of that.
And received training from Dr. Neil Rauser, who's a nationally recognized authority in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and preventative medicine. And that is what we're going to actually be talking about today. It's a very intriguing topic. And what is very cool also about you is you work with clients to prevent the diseases before they actually start, to make sure that they lead a happier and healthier lifestyle.
Well, absolutely. My grandma used to say, your health is everything. It's golden. When you don't have health, you don't have anything. Mm-hmm. And the older I get, the more true that seems to be, right?
Right.
If we don't feel good, we're not having as much fun, aren't we?
Exactly.
Or we can't do things that we want to do if we're not well. So it's very important to be, especially after 50 and a second part of our lives, just to take care of ourselves.
Right. We lose sight of that sometimes because, we fall ill from a cold or whatever, then it hits you. Oh my gosh, I really need to start paying attention.
What it feels like not to have energy, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the concept of preventing illness led to your interest in weight management and bioidentical hormone replacement therapies as a way to promote physical and emotional wellness. So let's talk about bioidentical hormones. I'm very interested in this topic because I myself am I'm of that age, as a lot of women are mm-hmm. going through the change of life or, perhaps they had a hysterectomy mm-hmm. and now at a young age, like I did, and we've dealt with this for a long time. So what is bioidentical hormones? Let's talk about what they are first.
So bioidentical hormones are basically natural hormones. They're identical to the hormones that we have in our bodies, right?
Okay.
Versus synthetic hormones. That's a lot of buzz out there, hormone replacement by regular doctors. It's synthetic hormones, which are hormones synthesized from horses' urine in the lab and sold to us, to the public, as Premarin and Prempro and all that kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
So those were found to be carcinogenic, some of them.
So the ones from the animals?
Right, from horse's urine, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So these were the traditional hormones used in America.
Okay.
Then
how long ago? Like, are we talking 5 years, 10 years, 15?
Oh my gosh,
15?
Probably in, the 80s, 90s, all the women were on hormone replacement. Then Women's Health Initiative study done in 2002 showed that there's increased risk of breast cancer if you take hormone replacements, synthetic hormones, right?
Okay, that's what we all hear about.
And that's all you hear just about that, but so many studies have been repeated, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, showing that estrogen does not increase risk of breast cancer. It was a synthetic progesterone. And, me even as a physician took a learning curve to decipher all this, mm-hmm. But Now, the latest studies that came out are coming out repeatedly, actually, because they show that actually proper estrogen replacement lowers the risk of breast cancer. So now we're swinging in the other directions. It was synthetic progesterones that were responsible for increased risk of breast cancer.
Not synthetic estrogen.
Not even synthetic estrogen, exactly. So what it's beginning to look like, it's perfectly safe for us to take hormone replacement. And all the studies also are showing the bioidentical hormones, including bioidentical progesterone, do not increase risk of breast cancer, actually lowers it.
So where do they get these bioidentical hormones?
So bioidentical hormones are synthesized from recombinant DNA technology.
Okay.
Right? Just like a lot of our hormones today, insulin, growth hormone, everything out there today, it's really cool technology, right? It's all natural, synthesized off of your own DNA. So us women have estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. These are three hormones that we all have, right? And they're natural to our bodies. Our receptors respond correctly. Our kidneys and liver metabolize properly these hormones, right? So what you can do is take a piece of a DNA from a human female, and then you can map it and synthesize bioidentical estrogen, bioidentical progesterone, bioidentical testosterone, which is, so if I put that in my body, it's not an altered drug. Horse's urine, for example. My body recognizes it and says, hey, this is natural. You know, I like this. I'm a little bit low on that, you know, because as, especially in women, we go into menopause. Average age is 54 years old, right? And so if we replace this natural, some people call it natural hormones, our body's familiar, recognized, responds correctly to these hormones. So the key is balancing these hormones properly so that you feel really good, like a younger woman.
Right. So a bioidentical hormone is really from women, but it's made in a lab.
It's made in the lab, yes.
So it's not like a
It's a recombinant DNA.
Got it. So it's not like being a blood donor where I get your blood.
No.
It's you. I got it. Okay.
No, it's the same principle like many of the other, like insulin today, when diabetics get, it's a recombinant DNA technology. Okay. They get real human insulin as opposed to something made, like a drug made in the lab.
Right, right. So they're safe. The bioidentical.
Absolutely. More and more research. And, you know, in Europe and Japan, bioidentical hormones have been used forever. So there's a ton of studies out of Europe and Japan showing safety, efficacy, lower risk of cancers of various kind, lowers risk of Alzheimer's for women. Very protective nature of these hormones for us after menopause. Versus America, that we've been so focused on synthetic hormones. And as we know, the drug companies fund a lot of research. And unless we get a grant, we don't do research in this country, right? So we don't have as many here. Mainly our studies are with synthetic hormones.
So hormones, what are you know, we talked about progesterone and estrogen, okay?
Right.
What do they do? Why do I need them? How do I know if I'm low on them?
You're not 52 yet, right?
I'm not, but I had a hysterectomy at 30, and I'm almost 48.
Okay, did you have a replacement? Were you on hormones?
Yes, and I'll tell you my story with that in a minute, but I'm just curious, just for our listeners, because I know what it feels like. But our listeners may not. Like, what do I look for? How do I know that I need, how do I know that I maybe need to check into this, you know, with a blood test or.
So let's say first what hormones are. They're chemical messengers, okay? And they are released by, like, your ovaries, for example, typically estrogen, progesterone made in ovaries. And they go to target organs, which could be the brain, the heart, the bone, the uterus, right? They typically known as reproductive hormones in women because that's what was thought for a very long time. That the only thing these hormones did was help us reproduce. So, oh, well, she doesn't need to cut it out, right? Everybody got hysterectomy.
Yeah,
can
right.
you imagine all these poor women out there? Well, you can, right? So, but now it's been found, you know, with the research that we do, electron microscope, PET scans, you know, we see that these hormones are responsible for so much more in our bodies, including brain function, heart function, bone firing, cancer prevention. you know, so they're crucial to our functioning. So we as women, when we lose, we first start losing progesterone at the age of 35.
Okay? Holy cow. That's way earlier.
Our ovaries slow down production of progesterone. That's why fertility rates really go down after 35. It's due to loss of progesterone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we enter, it's called premenopause phase. Okay. After 35, we start slowly getting this irritable, one second to a bitch, women call it. Women in their 40s come in and they say, my God, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm like a one second to a bitch. If I get triggered, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, I remember there was a woman on the news. I felt like I wish I could call her. She was like a bigwig in New York. She was a big executive and she got fired. It was like unheard of to fire an executive. And they fired her and they said, her attitude and her moods make it impossible for people to work with her.
Wow.
She was about in her 50s. And I thought, if this poor woman will only get a little progesterone, she would have saved her job.
Oh, right.
Because it's very progesterone-mediated, hormone-mediated. Our mood swings, our irritability, our, you know, the fatigue, the kind of almost like a bipolar thing. One day I'm in a good mood, next day I'm not. What's wrong with
like
me?
Like PMSing.
PMSing constant. Yeah. Because that's what you enter is PMS. PMS is loss of progesterone, right? Before your period.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's what these hormones do. Then at the age of about 52, which is average for in the United States for women going into menopause, estrogen derails. As progesterone decreases slowly, estrogen, just like a train going off the track. Mm-hmm. We make estrogen, it all looks really good. And then one day, ovary says, done. And the train goes off the track completely. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's called going into menopause, defined as no period for about a year, right? For women. And what happens is suddenly women feel tired. You feel tired. You have like mild depression, apathy, no motivation. When women come in, they tell me, I just don't want to do anything. I lost all my motivation. I can't sleep. I wake up at 3 a.m.
Oh, you know? Yes.
Yeah. And I just can't get back, go to sleep. Then I have to go to work. You know, this is just, I'm exhausted, you know. So these are when estrogen, then sexuality, of course, estrogen is a big driver of vaginal lubrication, you know, and our sexual functioning. So we start having dryness, we start having vaginal atrophy, painful sex, you know, we can't perform anymore, but the husband doesn't know any of this, you know, so he still expects to continue on while we just simply can't, because many women would describe to you, it's like, it feels like a knife going through me when I have sex. So these are all estrogen related, including urinary incontinence, you know, I pee when I sneeze thing.
Right. Or laugh.
That's laugh. That's an estrogen driven.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. See, a lot of women don't.
Because you
don't know. It's so much as estrogen. Recurrent urinary tract infections are estrogen driven because we decrease our epithelial lining in the urethra. So bacteria more easily gets into our urethral tracts and causes recurrent UTIs in women after menopause. You know, of course, bone loss, right?
Right. Oh, and I have that.
Is huge. Yeah. From loss of estrogen. You know, increased risk of Alzheimer's. So many women start coming in and saying, I have like a, cotton brain, they describe it. Like I have cobwebs in my brain. Or I'm afraid to talk anymore because I feel like I'm going to forget what I'm saying halfway.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they start having these kind of memory problems with menopause. That's a loss of estrogen as well.
Okay.
That all repairs, it goes back to normal with estrogen replacement. And then you've got testosterone, which we women have 1/10 of what men have, right? We still have testosterone. And that's, in my book, I call it, it's a great flirt. Testosterone is responsible for libido in men and women.
Okay.
Women get as much of a perk from testosterone as a man will get, which is great for couples because I've had so many couples revive their marriages and sex lives, you know. So also testosterone is responsible for building muscle. So the muscle mass goes up, metabolism goes up.
Something you don't think about.
You're healthier, yes. Testosterone also increases energy levels, and it's one of the most powerful antidepressants for both men and women.
Testosterone is.
Yes, I've had some younger women that actually have taught me that. They came from somewhere else. They were given testosterone pellets for depression. And they said that was the only thing that worked.
Wow. Is your closet overflowing, or maybe your kids' closets are as well? Or maybe you just want to redecorate your home. If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff that you've accumulated, bring it all to True Fashionistas, or even ship it to them for free and sell your unwanted, and they'll sell your unwanted items for you. They take away all the hassle by doing all the work, and all you have to do is collect your money. You can reach them online at truefashionistas.com, come into the store, or check them out on Facebook or Instagram, and that's truefashionistas.com. Hi, friends. We are back with Dr. K, and we are chatting about hormones. And I'm just so intrigued by this whole thing, because I can relate to, you know, being without hormones. Mm-hmm. I was on the patch for the patch, I call it, because what it was. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's bioidentical.
It is.
Okay, good.
Bivalve patch?
Yes.
Yes, that's bioidentical.
So I was on it for years because I'm a mother of 17-year-old twins. And went through many years of in vitro to even have them, and had a hysterectomy a year after they were born. Wow. So I'm now almost 48. And I went on the patch, and then all of a sudden got a lump in my breast and had to have that removed. And I went, oh my God, it's all because of the patch. So I stopped all hormones. And just over the last year, I've gone back on them.
Good for you.
And what I was always told was, now they're saying, you know, it's worse to go on it and off it than it is just to stay on it. Is that true for a bioidentical hormone?
Oh, not necessarily. And, you know, actually, I was just reading an article yesterday that some of the breast cancer are treated, respond to very high levels of estradiol, of estrogen. Mm. It's a treatment for breast mm-hmm. cancer, very high levels of estrogen, you know. Also depends if your lump was benign.
It was benign. Okay, and it was fine. But, you know, it freaked me out. And I didn't have anybody there saying, it's okay, go back on it. It's going to be better for you to stay on it than to...
Because of the controversy, nobody wants to get involved, yeah. I think. You know, it's so unfair to women.
It is.
Because... You know, we suffer when we don't have hormones mm-hmm. and nobody wants to treat us except for like people like me that are brave enough to do this. Unfortunately, more and more research is coming out that's supporting mm-hmm. us, yeah. you know, the treatments. And I also see with my own patients, you know, the benefits are incredible.
They certainly are.
Yeah. I've seen life change. I've seen rheumatoid arthritis resolved. People getting off of Humira and biologics. Mm-hmm. I've seen Parkinson's disease almost reverse and slow down. It's just amazing, the benefits of these hormones.
And this is kind of interesting, and I don't know if it's related, but previous to me going on them, I had these little, almost like eczema on my knees and my elbows. Resolve.
It's estradiol.
And you know mm-hmm. what? It's gone. And yep. I'm like, what? What's happening?
Yes, that's crazy. Got patients like that. Exactly. Eczema will resolve. And probably if you forget to put your patch or something, it comes back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I forget to replace it because you're supposed to do it twice a week, or I'm supposed to do it twice a week. And I forget.
And that's why I prefer pellets in place.
So I want to talk about that. Yeah. How are the bioidentical hormones, how are they administered? We talked about patch, which is what I have. But what other ways?
Patches, creams.
Okay.
Which would be the same daily, you have to rub it mm-hmm. on, right? Or implants, which is my favorite. And I've tried everything. Trust me. I've experimented with every dose and with every way of administering hormones.
So what do you mean implant? What is that?
So it's like a grain of rice.
Okay.
Implant of hormones that you put under your skin. I mean, I'll put it in under mm-hmm. your skin in your buttock. And it simulates ovary, and it releases your hormones over time, over the period of 3 months.
Okay.
And delivers the appropriate level of estrogen and testosterone into your bloodstream.
So you have to get that replaced every 3 months?
Every 3 months. So, for example, you know, here I am in Florida. I don't have to worry about my patch, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I just had mine replaced. I feel like they're kicking in today. I woke up feeling really good.
It's almost like Lasix, right? You don't have to wear contacts anymore.
Exactly.
You can ditch the patch.
So when you come to Florida, when you travel, when you go swimming in the ocean or sweat, you don't mm-hmm. have to worry, especially for you guys who are sweating with right. that patch. It tends to come off, mm-hmm. right? Or
right.
if you go swimming or on a hot day, it's not the best choice. So the implant by far is more practical way to go.
You know, so we know how you can... You know, how those are the ways that you can actually have it administered. But I want to talk about something else that I noticed after you know, having a hysterectomy, the weight gain.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, how the heck? I've never gained, I could eat anything I want and I've never had to worry about it. And all of a sudden, what the heck? And it's usually around your midsection. For me, it was, and my butt. But do going on these hormones help regulate that at all? Or is that just a myth?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely helps to regulate. That's what I always tell women. It puts your body more into your youthful state. Your body functions and responds younger. Estrogen improves insulin sensitivity. One of the big reasons why we gain weight with age is because we lose insulin sensitivity. We have lazy insulin, right? Mm. And insulin is responsible for putting, you know, metabolizing blood sugar mm-hmm. in our body properly. And if that's not happening, everything's put into fat storage.
Oh.
Okay, if we have a lazy mm-hmm. insulin just sits there, doesn't want to do the job, and body says, okay, put it into fat, mm-hmm. put it into fat.
Right.
And we become bigger and bigger and bigger as time goes on, mm-hmm. and that's going to bring us to weight loss, great weight loss program that we have that's also new, just approved by the FDA.
Really?
That works tremendously for almost everybody.
So tell me about that. I'm really interested.
We were on hormones, but let me tell you, finish, because hormones too are very important. So testosterone, like we talked about, and you had your ovaries mm-hmm. removed.
In everything.
In us, testosterone is produced in the ovaries, okay? Mm-hmm. So what did I say? Improves metabolism, right? Speeds mm-hmm. up metabolism, you know, also increases muscle mass. Muscle mass speeds up the metabolism. So, you know, your body just functions more like a younger, it's faster, more efficient, right?
Right.
From the hormones. But so the FDA approved a drug in June of 2021. It's called semaglutide, Ozempic. Everybody's Everybody is talking about it now. And so what that drug does, it's regulates insulin.
Okay.
What it does, it makes it more sensitive. It's improves metabolic function of insulin. It also suppresses your hunger and makes you feel more full. And they found all this, of course, by mistake, because mm-hmm. this is a diabetic medicine. They gave it to diabetics, and they found everybody's losing weight on this drug mm-hmm. more than any other drug ever. You know, so they, FDA, they went and got an approval for weight loss, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how we all learned about it, right?
Wow.
So here we are. So I started, I think last June, I opened up a program for semaglutide and you know, Adipex and all the other mm-hmm. medically assisted weight loss programs that I have for people. But, and I find that, yes, indeed, everybody's losing weight.
You know,
everybody's reaching their ideal body weight. Mm-hmm. You know, people like me, you know, mm-hmm. just have that 5-10 pounds
of course.
And can't fit into her jeans and gets very upset about it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right.
So it works for almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's another option. And like we talked about when we first started, it's so important to be well, to be healthy, mm-hmm. and weight is huge.
It is.
In part of our health because, you know, if we are overweight, even 5 pounds, our risk of diabetes goes up. Our risk of gastric reflux goes up. Our risk of cancer goes up. Of course, all the joints, right? Mm-hmm. Knees bear huge amounts of pressure from us being overweight. Mm-hmm. So we'll end up having early knee replacements or we can't walk or right. because of our weight. So that's something that's very, very important to address if we want to have a healthy second part of our lives in Naples.
Right. No, exactly.
Right? And enjoy the sunshine.
Exactly.
So so I'm just so thrilled that there's stuff that's coming out, tools, mm-hmm. because we, you know, all of us fight the bulge in America, battle of the bulge, and most of us are losing that battle, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
I mean, 40% of Americans are obese today. Mm-hmm. It's an epidemic out there. And the rest are overweight pretty much, right? Right. And so to have tools to work with to maximize our lives, our potential is great. Mm-hmm. You know, with hormones, with weight loss, we can be at our best physically and emotionally.
Well, this is such amazing information. I'm so excited to hear, you know, to know that there's stuff out there to help us, right?
Absolutely.
And I know you said at the top of the show, you kind of slid it in and I was like, what? You have a book? Did you say you have a book?
Yes, I have a book. It's called, and of course I forgot, I brought my business cards, but I forgot the book. But we'll get one to you. Get your mojo back, Dr. K's Secrets to Bioidentical Hormone Replacement. And you can get on Amazon too.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm coming out with a second one, Dr. K's Secrets to Weight Loss.
That is so great. Well, I would love to have the information on it. I can drop this into the show notes for our listeners to be able to get that. And if our listeners want to get a hold of you, Dr. K, how do they do that?
So we are at victorywellnessnaples.com. That's okay. Our website, and our phone number is 239-307-7087 in Naples.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for being on with me today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thanks again, friends, for tuning in to The Fashionista Life. I'm your host, Jennifer Johnson, and this has been brought to you by True Fashionistas. Make your day fabulous.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Fashionista Life. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. That helps others find the show, and we really appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of The Fashionista Life.